This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome inside the Fan Studios here in Green Tree. Bob Pompiani, flanked by Ty Polk. He'll be providing the updates today and also put you on the air if you call 412-928-9370. That's the hotline. Always a lot to talk about. And Ty, this is about the fourth straight Saturday I've been in here where it's been raining and ugly. It's not raining right now, but it's overcast. We've had nothing but rain this spring. It's got to change.
I mean, it's got to open up for golf. I've been hearing a lot about how in Oakmont guys are preparing for these roughs, and they might grow some more.
Well, yeah, but I think they're not. You can't let it get too gnarly. I mean, it's hard enough as it is. If it's wet, though, the other thing is these guys will score better than you think. We'll talk about that. We got the 125th edition of the U.S. Open coming up starting this week in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. A lot of people excited about that. And as we go along, I'd like to hear what you think a winning score might be. I'll go through some of the previous nine championships that have been held here, and you're going to find that those scorers are normally over par or right around par, with the exception of Dustin Johnson in 2016 when he won at minus four, although in that year only four players total were under par for the week. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Also, a little program note for you. Join us tonight on KDK TV at 7 p.m. We have an Oakmont special. We call it the Championship at Oakmont. So we're going to look back. Rich Walsh and I will take you through 30 minutes of most of the history of this fantastic championship, how many times they've played it. We'll take you inside Oakmont, the actual locker room, and show you things you probably have never seen before. And we'll also look at the field. And there are a lot of great players, but you know everyone's going to be betting on Scottie Scheffler after he won the Masters. He's just in... wins the Players, wins everything, or I should say the PGA. So this guy is hot, and we'll see what he does this week coming up here. But we'll talk about the course as we go along. But again, 7 p.m. tonight, KDK TV, for a special broadcast about the U.S. Open at Oakmont. In the meantime, you can call 412-928-9370 to talk about a lot of other things that are going on. I'm watching this fantastic women's finals at Roland Garros in the French Open. Arena Sabalenka is serving right now. I'm watching it as I go, so I may be slightly distracted. Against Coco Gauff, what a first set. It went on forever. It was a tiebreaker, 7-6. Sabalenka wins it. Gauff is now leading set number 2, 3-1. It's interesting, when these two have met before, anytime it's gone to a first set tiebreaker and the winner of that tiebreaker has gone on to win the match 6-6. Doesn't matter if it's Sabalenka or Gauff. So that's a tremendous amount of athleticism on display there. And then Carlos Alcaraz will go out to try to defend his championship tomorrow against Jannik Sinner. So that's going to be an interesting match, but this one right now is very even, and these two ladies are going at it. In the meantime, I want to talk to you about what's going on this week, and you know the big topic is Aaron Rodgers is in town. He arrived there today, I understand it, and he will be at minicamp this week. And so I guess a general question I want to throw out is just, what do you think the Steelers are going to be like with Aaron Rodgers? Now, there are those, and it's a split decision. There are people in the national media who think this is a bad move, and it's just the Steelers kicking the can down the road. And there are others who believe that this is the kind of move that can take them to, you know, a playoff and a playoff win, and who knows what kind of run. Now, he's not the same quarterback as he was when he won four NFL MVPs. He's not that. If you look back, too, if you want to just break down the numbers, last season they were 5-12 in New York. Now, this was the second year there, the first one wiped out with that Achilles injury that he suffered in the first four plays of that game on the opener. But he still came on strong last year in the second half of the season. The question is, are you getting the second half of the season with Aaron Rodgers or what we saw in the first half when he wasn't very good? So if you go back to 2021, I was looking at some of the, just the overall numbers there. His record as a quarterback, starting quarterback since 2021 overall is 14-21. He's got the 18th best passer rating in the NFL during that time. He's 41, going to be 42. I still believe if he gets enough time and the offensive line does its job, that he has the ability to unlock what we've talked about for many years, the middle of the football field, which is why I think his, you know, precision in that area can be very helpful to this team. It can open things up down the field as well for DK Metcalf. In my perfect world, I wanted them to keep George Pickens, play out one more year with him, let him have a great year because he should have been motivated to do that. And that's what Dallas is banking on, I'm sure, putting him with C.D. Lamb. So we'll see without him. They brought in Gabe Davis. I don't think there's any news on that. There are other guys out there. But I still think they need one more person in that room to complement Metcalf. And I say that out of respect for Calvin Austin, who I think has gotten better and better each and every year. And I think he could be a weapon this year as well. We haven't seen Roman Wilson. So Roman Wilson looks by all counts like year two is a better one. First of all, he's coming off the injury, but the year watching, observing, learning, going to practice every day might help him just jumpstart into year number two. So I'd like to hear what you think about Aaron Rodgers. I personally think his best days are behind him. I think it's all predicated on offensive line, and I am willing to say that if he gets the time, that he can be a very efficient passer in this offense, and he could unlock some things again in the middle of the field, which I think they've been hesitant to do because of turnover potential there. Like to hear from you on this one at 412-928-9370. You can also hit me up on X or Twitter, as it were. That's at KD Pump. So that's the big news of the week. We'll see Aaron Rodgers on Tuesday. I'm sure he'll meet with the media before then, and that may be the only time he speaks this week. I bet you'll see him out at the U.S. Open. He's a big golf fan, and that's coming up, obviously, this week, so he may be out there. Who knows? But what are your thoughts? What are your expectations? If I told you right now that the over and under win total meter didn't move all that much once they announced it, I think it sort of had been baked in already. The people thought he was going to come here, and then eventually he is. I'm a little surprised it's now. I thought he was going to wait all the way to training camp, but he'll be here this week. It's a mandatory situation. We'll see what happens with him and Metcalf together and some of these other wide receivers. But behind him, you have Mason Rudolph and Will Howard. These two guys have been working hard. I'm still anxious to watch if Rudolph got another legitimate chance, what he could do with it, because I saw some really good things from him in the last three games he was here before he went to that disaster that was Tennessee. And I think Will Howard has potential down the road as well. And I'm not suggesting that a sixth-round pick's going to turn into a franchise quarterback. Brady was. Seventh-round pick Brock Purdy did. So it's not without the realm of possibility. But I think the Steelers are going to redraft this position next year, and they'll have a lot of ammunition at their side with all these draft picks. They have 12 of them, counting comp picks. They're not going to use all 12 as picks. They're going to use some to move up if they see the opportunity to do that. So this is a one-year kind of Band-Aid situation, I suppose. It is, to a degree, kicking the can down the road, but it has potential to be okay. 412-928-9370. I want to hear from you on that. Also this week earlier, sort of under the radar, Dan Muse was hired as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins. If you'd like to talk some hockey, what do you think that means for them? 42-year-old, never coached before in the NHL. He's been on the NHL benches. In fact, interestingly, he was on the bench in New York for Peter Laviolette last year. That whole staff got fired, so he was part of the group that got fired in New York. Mike Sullivan goes there, and then he comes here. And I still have to know, I'm wondering, and I don't think we'll ever get an answer on this, but I got to believe that he was not their first choice. And again, I hope he's successful here because I think they need some new blood, and I think they also need some guy who's going to be good at developing. That's the thing that they keep talking about when you talk to NHL people who know him, that he develops young guys. He's also good about trying to put veteran guys in positions to make them successful as well. But it won't be easy here when you got a bunch of 30-somethings who are kind of used to playing the way they're used to playing. So Dan Muse has an interesting opportunity ahead of him. But let me know what you think about that as we go along. Also, I want to talk about Panthers-Oilers. I love what I see. This may be the most entertaining first two games of a Stanley Cup final in a long, long time for me. Last night, double overtime. Panthers needed to win after they lost game one in overtime to the Oilers on a goal. That was just a beautiful one by Leon Draisaitl. Last night, the Panthers had a lead. The Oilers tied it very late on a goal by, I forget it was Evander Kane. I'm not sure who scored it. Corey Perry, that's right, the 40-year-old. Corey Perry, how about him? He's played in six of the last seven finals, and at age 40, he's still contributing. But Corey Perry gets that goal. Send him in overtime. Double overtime. It's also a veteran, Brad Marchand. What a great pickup he has been. He got a breakaway, moved in, and scores. And it's unusual for me to say that in a 5-4 double overtime game, goalies were terrific. But both goalies were terrific. There were back-and-forth chances. I mean, it was wide open at times. I love it. There was also an assist by Connor McDavid, which was, I think, one of the most incredible plays I've seen in postseason hockey of the last 5 years. Really outstanding play to set up Draisaitl, who knows how to read him. Not an easy shot to make and to anticipate it's coming to you, but Draisaitl and McDavid have that kind. So that's a fantastic series. And if you haven't watched it, you should. We have an overtime game in game one, double overtime in game two. Also last night, of course, the Pirates won opener against the Phillies. Rain has been a problem all the way through. There was another delay, not like the previous night when the Astros were in town. It was almost 3 hours plus. They win 5-4 and a walk-off sack fly by Nick Gonzalez. But the big thing here, Henry Davis, after Indy Rodriguez got injured, taken out of the game, came in and hit a home run and a double. I'm saying what I've said for 2 months now. I will play Henry Davis the majority of time at catcher. You need this season to find out what he is. The bullpen last night was outstanding. Chase Shugart, along with Caleb Ferguson, Dennis Santana, and David Bednar, who struck out the side in the ninth to close it down against a very good Phillies team. Game two today coming up at 4:05. You'll hear it here with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show beginning at about 3-something with Dan Zangrilli. In the meantime, Paul Skeens was on the Fan 5 Alum Marathon, and he gave a contribution, which was very nice of him. He's a big military man, a guy who appreciates all those people who volunteer their time and services, whether it's firefighters, police officers, EMS workers. But he said something in that interview, which was set up by Jason Mackey, good job there, is that we're close. I really believe that. That's a quote. We're close. I really believe that. Do you believe they're close? I can make a case that they are close when you have the kind of starting pitching they've gotten and when you have the kind of opportunities to add more to it. But it's upon them to go out and get some bats. But I think they can be close. What do you think? And you know, that's a kind of a subjective word, how close is close. But with this pitching, I think if they add, and they should have done this in the past offseason, but they didn't. They'll have another opportunity this coming offseason. Are the Pirates close? Paul Skeens thinks they are. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. Let's get to the phone lines. I love talking to you out there, so call and air your opinions. Robin in Indiana has done just that. Hello, Robin. How are you this morning?
Good morning. So nice to talk to you, Bob.
You too.
I wanted to tell you or just ask you about what do you think about Aaron Rodgers last year, because he actually did very well, and the pitchers did horribly, and they lost games. They lost at least four or five of them. I think he's going to do tremendously here. My husband disagrees. Everybody disagrees, but I love the guy. I think he's terrific, and he's going to do really well for us. Okay, you have a good day, Bob. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Robin. I appreciate that. Well, I can tell you this, that I think that Aaron Rodgers, his numbers will tell you something. Like, for example, his last year in Green Bay, if I go back to that year, they were 8-9. They had some things that weren't going well in Green Bay. And he had 26 touchdowns, I believe 12 interceptions. The one thing I've noticed, he's normally very efficient with the interception totals, which are down. But in that year, he had 12 interceptions. This past year, I think he had 11 with the Jets. But his numbers, if you're going to look at strict numbers, are similar to some of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. There are and listen, he had a very good, I thought, offensive line in front of him last year, at least on paper. I mean, people who, they didn't perform like that, don't get me wrong. But they had potential on that line, and it didn't work out. The question will be this year, can that line give him the kind of stuff he needs? Or are we going to see a two-step drop, quick release kind of stuff that we saw at the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career? I'm not sure how that works, but they need to be at their very best. Both those tackles, one switching position, one's coming back from injury. They need those guys to be good. I think up the middle, they're pretty solid there. I think Mason McCormick showed the world that he could play, even though he was a fourth-round pick. And Adam Frazier. Zach Frazier at center was outstanding. He's going to be one of those guys going to be here for a long time and do very well and probably be a Pro Bowler on a yearly basis. That's how good he was in his rookie year. So I think there's potential there. Everything has to click right. But, again, Mother Nature, Father Time, they never lose. He's 41, going to be 42. How much can his body withstand if there's pressure and if he gets hit a lot? I don't know. He can't move as much as he used to move, but he still has the ability to be a little bit elusive within the pocket. So I'm hopeful it's going to be good for them. At this point, it's a low risk, all right, in terms of it's a one-year deal, so it's a low risk that way. If he does well, good for them. And maybe there's a playoff win out there. I don't think they're a Super Bowl caliber team right now. I still think they have some things that they need, and we'll see if some of these young guys can come in and help them. But Robin, I think you're optimistic. You may be overly optimistic, but some people are overly pessimistic too. I think we'll find out in time. And I don't know if he's going to play in any of the preseason games. I doubt he will, but he may need a couple of reps there. And we have all three games coming at you on KDK TV this year with Charlie Batch and me in the booth. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, back to the lines we go. Marty in Frick Park joins us right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. What's up?
We do have an optimistic comparison here. Remember Brett Favre, the end of Brett Favre's career? Things kind of didn't go well at the end of Green Bay.
Yeah.
He goes to the Jets. It's a disaster. Then he goes to the Vikings at age 40. Bob, he finished third in the MVP voting at age 40.
I understand
Aaron's
that.
A year older. I'm not saying he's going to finish third in the MVP voting, but there is belief that if Aaron can stay healthy, this team wins 10 or 11 games. Plus, if they get in the playoffs, they got to add a receiver. Plus, if they get in the playoffs, you know, with his history. Now, I know he's only 7-9 his last 16 playoff games, but the guy has won a lot of playoff games. I mean, you're not going to feel overmatched by too many people if he's healthy.
No.
Right? Now, obviously, if he's healthy, that's a big thing.
Listen, he's a Hall of Fame guy, Marty. There's no question about that. So the question is, how much does he – I don't think his arm is any much of a problem. I think if he has a problem, it's his mobility and just dealing with being 41 going off 42. You know, that's a whole different kind of stuff you're dealing with when you get up there in age. But his arm, still, to me, he can fire the football. And if you give him time, he puts it right where he normally has to put it. So I think, again, I'm going back to the middle of the field. I do not think they use the middle of the field a lot, and I think this is a big part of their offense being more successful. If they do it, he can do it.
But you do remember that people thought Favre was shot.
Well, sure. Everyone has an opinion. Yours is what, then? Yours is what?
Yeah. I think he still has something left. I think if they can keep him healthy and upright,
yeah,
they're actually going to be fairly good. I mean, not great, but I think they'll be solidly in the playoffs. I think
well, one thing you can say about the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, they know how to win AFC North games. They do. They win a lot of them. A couple of years ago, they were 5-1. And you know, they also lose games sometimes you think they should win, like the one in Cincinnati here last year where it was at Acrisure Stadium. That was just a terrible performance. But my point is, yes, he can take them over the top. He can. And if he does, and when I say over the top, I mean to a playoff position. And then when if he's healthy in the playoffs, you never know what you're going to get from that man. So thanks for the call, Marty. I do appreciate it. I know a lot of people would like to air their opinions about this. So we'll move along to John in Bridgeville, who joins us on line three. John is ready to go on line three. I know Ty's got a lot of calls going there, so I maybe jumped the gun on that one. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you, sir?
Good, thanks.
So mine's about the Pirates. My problem with them is, one is, I wish we would have gotten a Rhys Hoskins, or I know there was Alonzo talk, but that one bat, because
Christian Walker was a good bat too. They had a lot of opportunities. They chose not to do it.
And here's what I don't understand about that is the pitchers that we have, other than Skeens, because he's a generational talent, is their development seems to be absolutely awful. In other words, we had Charlie Morton, Shane Baz, Tyler Glasnow, Garrett Cole. You can name all these pitchers who, when they left us, unlocked the potential in them that was just astronomical. And I think Mitch Keller is the perfect example of, if we had a bat and less onus on a like their performance to have to
Well, yeah, when you're only averaging 2.9 runs per game, generally, in that Houston series, we just saw them lose 2 out of 3. They scored 5 runs in 3 games. That's been a recurring theme. They just can't come up with key hits. Now, they got some last night, but generally speaking, this has been their demise. And they've had pitching that was good enough and is good enough to be contending for the division. I looked at all of these games the other day. You know, you talk about sometimes if you have time on your hands, go back and look at how many well-pitched games they've had. And generally speaking, with any sort of offense, they would have won the majority of them, you know. And so I hope they don't make this mistake again in this coming off season. They need to go out. If they don't have many bats available in their system, the ones who are ready or are going to be their big-time players are not ready to be here next year. And they have a potential staff of Skeens, Chandler, Jones, Keller, Falter. And if they trade a couple to get some bats, that would help. And I'm not talking about necessarily the high-end guys, but a Keller and Falter can get you a lot at the trade deadline, I believe. So they're going to be in position to have a really good starting staff again next year, maybe one of the better staffs in the entire National League. And so it's up to them to complement it.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. But I just hope that they get that bat. That's what they need, and we'll see, though.
All right, John, thank you. Appreciate the call, and thank you for calling. Let's go out to Rob, who's in the truck, and now he's on the fan. Hello, Rob.
Morning, guys. How's everybody doing in there?
You know, we're watching time go by, and it's still gloomy. I wish it would. I have a big charity golf tournament coming up on Monday, which is sold out, and I need good weather, so I'm praying for it for Partners for Quality.
Yeah, definitely, and I appreciate what you do with your charity. We've talked about that, too, and I'm praying for good weather tomorrow because we have a guided bass fishing event coming up in the Susquehanna River, so it's
yeah.
been tough down there the last few weeks, but anyhow, golf, huh? You want to talk golf? I don't. basically, and very, very quickly, I love golf. I talked to you last week when I was a club fitter for a while with yeah. King and all that. But the Rogers thing finally has come to fruition for what it's worth. And I'm just going to put my 2 cents worth in and say that this basically gives us a chance. And having Mason Rudolph as backup in case something happens, kind of like sky's the limit this year. What do you think?
Well, I mean, again, there are a lot of ifs involved here, Rob, and that's the biggest problem, that there are ifs. If Aaron Rodgers plays the way he's capable of playing, and not even, you know, NFL MVP for him. I'm just talking about plays the way he's capable. Fine. He still has the arm. I never doubted that. I worried about his Achilles and other parts of his body breaking down. When you're under pressure, and he got sacked a lot last year, even though his offensive line, at least on paper, looked like it was okay. They had some high-end picks there. If that collapses and, you know, they're forced to kind of just throw quickly and do that, I don't know that they're going to have the effect. It's a mixed bag. I did a poll out here on Twitter about whether or not you think you like this or not like this. It was 50-50 out of almost 3,000 votes. I think there are people who think it potentially could be good, and I'm one of them. I think it can be, but I also know that it could be bad. But the bad part might be, you know, if he gets injured or not available, then Mason Rudolph gets an opportunity. He could learn more about him. Whatever the case, they're going to draft another quarterback next year. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
So it's always, they've had four different starting quarterbacks the last 4 years. You can't keep doing that. You know, at some point, and I think you take it for granted when you have a franchise quarterback like Roethlisberger for all those years, you never had to worry about that position other than trying to pick a backup, you know, in the draft, fifth, sixth round pick. So this is a tough situation to be in until you get it right. And when they get it right, it'll satisfy a lot of other things and make, I think, drafting a little easier for Omar Khan also.
Absolutely. And what do you think about T.J. Watt going for a new contract?
Well, that'll be something that continues to be discussed, and I'm sure the negotiations won't be easy. In the end, I think he'll get it. I think it'll happen late into the training camp season, but yes, I think he'll get it. A lot of people, again, mixed reactions on this, only because it's a lot of money. The Steelers, if they had done this last year, they would not have had Max Crosby's contract balloon on them. They would not have had Myles Garrett go from taking an ad out in the Cleveland Plain Dealer about, I'm leaving to a playoff team, thank you, I'm done with Cleveland. All of a sudden, he turns around and gets $140 million and all this money guaranteed. Things have changed, and the Steelers could have saved some money, but they didn't do it then, and now they're faced with doing it, and I think they will. Rob, thanks. I got to run to a break, but I do appreciate that. Thank you for calling, and good luck with the bass fishing. 412-928-9370. You have Gary and Gibsonia. We have Meech in the Hill District. You're all coming up next. We have more lines, too, at 412-928-9370. But also, I want to thank our sponsors, PNC Bank. They've been along for a long time with me here at 93.7 The Fan and KDK-TV. My thanks to PNC Bank. Make today the day. Check out their virtual wallet. Also, thank you, and a big one to number one Cochran. Same thing. Rob Cochran and his staff have been terrific over the years. They have 20 different places now. You can get your vehicles, great deals. Check it out. Go One Better, ride in style with number one Cochran. And also, a big thank you to Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. You know those guys. They got your bag, not your wallet, unless you play golf with them. And many of us who have know that then they have your wallet. 412-928-9370. We continue with your calls right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show on a gloomy Saturday in Pittsburgh. Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, welcome back as we roll along here until 1 p.m. At that point, Jason Mackey will be here, and then it's Dan Zangrilli, and then it's Pirates and Phillies. Later this afternoon at PNC Park, Pirates won last night in a walk-off fashion. Nick Gonzalez sack fly, and 5-4 was your final. Now, while we're talking a lot about the Steelers and whether or not you think Aaron Rodgers is a good move or a bad move or whatever, I also want to get into some other stuff here, and I told you about the U.S. Open. It's coming up. Give me a score. What do you think it's going to take? Go back to the first time in 1927, plus 13. 1935, Sam Parks, local guy, plus 11. Even in 94, when there was a three-man playoff, Els, Lauren Roberts, and Colin Montgomery, they each were over par to end the 72 holes. They go to an 18-hole playoff the next day. Els and Lauren Roberts get the best scores at plus 3. Colin Montgomery, plus 7 eliminated. So they go to a two-hole playoff after that. But again, my point is these scores, Dustin Johnson was terrific. If you remember back in 2016, minus 4, there were only four guys under par during that time. One of them was Shane Lowry. But on the final day, he had a chance to win, and he just blew up, plus 6 on the final day, so he finished 3 off the lead. But if he doesn't do that, he probably wins. He's in the field this year. So tell me a score. What do you think it's going to take? And I know weather conditions will determine a lot, but what do you think it is? And give me a pick who you want to win the U.S. Open. In the meantime, we're talking everything with you at 412-928-9370. Gary in Gibsonia is first up in this hour. Hello, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bob?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Bob, real quick, when you look at what they're doing right now, you got some players like Reynolds is finally getting hot, which I still can't understand why he every year has this issue. But he is getting hot. You got Cruz in center, and what they need is more production, as you know, from the third and first base. And one of the suggestions that should be made or done is basically to bring in, a person like Solak, and he can actually share first base with Horowitz. and then York with Hayes, because you got the first baseman and the third baseman who have under 300 on base average and no power. So they need to make moves like that to be competitive, and I think they could be competitive. They're not going to obviously make up the ground that they put themselves in, but they still can be competitive in these games and win some games, but not with a first baseman and a third baseman have absolutely no power.
Right.
And one base is just –
there's no question. In the offseason, they're going to have to address that even bigger, not just with guys internally, with bigger bats. They're going to spend some money and go out of your comfort zone a little bit. Have you seen enough, Gary, from Donnie Kelly to make you think he'll be the next guy, that they'll sign him beyond interim status?
I played college baseball, I think I told you, back in the 70s, and I'll tell you what, he's an old-time Leland-type manager, and he's made great moves. And again, I know this is just a small sample size, but we really have a stud there as a manager. If they can get the kind of tools he needs, I could see him taking us to really unbelievable levels again, where we're back in championships. It's just, but you need tools, and they don't have them right now. But what he's done with some of the decision making on the relief pitchers and the lineups, I think has been fantastic.
Yeah, I think. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate your input on that. And I do think that he has shown the energy too. He brings an energy and a passion that I think they really need. And you know, at the end of the year, they're going to look at what his record is as a manager, because results do matter, and they need to realize results do matter. But I think you're seeing a much better brand of baseball, and hopefully that will continue. It's never going to make up for what they dug themselves. This hole is way too big, and it's a shame, because, again, I think even around 500, you being competitive for this stuff. And with any sort of hitting this year, they would have been with this starting staff. Let's go to Meech in the Hill District. He's now on 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Meech.
Hey, thanks, Bob, for answering, picking up my call, babe.
Sure.
Hey, I got three questions. Two is about the Pirates. I was just wondering, with prospects like Tamar and those, why? Because I see other teams bringing up players early. Why don't we never bring up players early like Tamar and those other top prospects that we got as far as hitters?
Well, first of all, Tamar Johnson's only 20 years old. Remember, he was a high school guy. Connor Griffin's the same thing. He's young. I don't see that happening unless they put on some ridiculous numbers. And so far, Tamar Johnson has not done that. He's getting better, it appears. Maybe next year is his year to be up here at age 21. Connor Griffin, I'd love to see him fast track myself too, because they do need the help. But, you know, unless you're really – now, they did that last year with Jared Jones. I know it's pitching, it's not hitting. But Jared Jones was not somebody at the beginning of the season in – you know, preseason, and people were talking about as a starter on that staff, but he opened eyes enough during the spring training. They took a chance on him and said, yeah, he's ready, and he was ready until he got injured. So, but he was doing tremendous stuff there. I like his moxie, his attitude, the way he pitches. But yeah, they don't have many guys in their system who are ready to make that jump, Meech. It's as simple as that.
Okay. All right, I get that. Another thing, the way these batters approach the plate, it's almost ridiculous. It seems like I do agree with Donnie Kelly. I think he's going to be a good asset. But I wonder, why do they watch more balls go past them than they go out swinging? I swear, it seems like every year they watch more balls go past them when they strike out than they swing. I don't know who's teaching them that. And are we a cursed baseball team?
Well, cursed is an interesting word. I regard curse the same way I do superstitions. I don't have much value for them. I don't. I think it all comes down to just bringing in assets that can help you. And if you do that, there will be no curse. There will be no superstitions. You got to do better. Meech, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. I think they have some pitching potential here. They need to be creative, come up with bats somehow, some way. And that's one of the reasons why I want to see Henry Davis play a lot. He should be. You got to have an answer on him by the time this year is over. Let's go to Mike in Jacksonville, Florida, site of one of our preseason games down there with the Steelers and Jags early August. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
First off, I think you have one magnificent voice for the radio. I mean, you
well,
have
thank you. I appreciate that, Mike. Take after my dad.
Quick question for you. With TJ Watt, I know it's next year, but would it be cheaper to just franchise him next year versus paying him $40 million and then work out a contract next season if he performs? Because personally, if it was up to me, I would try to trade him, because for the last 2 years, close to the end of the season, he kind of disappears, especially this past season. And those five game losses we had, I don't even think he had a stat.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a business decision first and foremost. Although, you know, the Steelers really believe in one helmet guys. They want him to be one of them. But the market has changed so substantially because of Max Crosby and Myles Garrett that this is an interesting dilemma right now. So just to play it out with leverage-wise, Mike, how about this? We say T.J. Watt is 30 years old. I still think he has really good football left in him. But they can allow him to go and not get a contract this year. He'd have to play at some point. Now, he won't be happy about that. I don't think this will happen, by the way. This is not the scenario I'm painting that will happen. I think they'll sign him. That's where I think this is going to go. And it's probably going to be right at the same level as Myles Garrett. But they could, if they want, say, look, you play. At the end of the year, we'll talk. And if they still can't come together at that point, then they could franchise him. And again, that's beyond his control. So it's strictly a leverage kind of thing if you want to do it. But I don't think Art Rooney would like to do that. He values TJ as not just a player, and he is. He's a wonderful guy that you want to have around here. Now, you're right. The postseason success, they haven't had much of it as a team, but they haven't had much of it with him in there or any of the guys who are future Hall of Famers. So, but my guess would be they're going to sign him, and it won't happen until probably early September.
And when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, I know it's going to sound silly, but I look at it like Selma Hayek, you know, the young Selma Hayek, Dustin Dawn to the old Selma Hayek. You know, it's like, yeah, maybe, but let's see what he got. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you never know. There could be something in there left, you know? I mean, that's what they're hoping for. The Steelers believe that they're a better offensive team with him, you know, calling the signals, being out there and distributing the football. I think they have a lot of respect for Mason Rudolph, although it was strange that last year they let him go after he led them to the playoffs, essentially, in those three games late in the season. But he's back. I think he's comfortable in his role. He knows that. I mean, when he signed, it was for basically $4 million a year. That's backup money in the NFL. He knew that. And he also knew there was a chance he could play or maybe not. So he's got 2 years. He'll be around here this and next, and we'll see what they do with the quarterback position. Mike, I got to run, but thank you. Appreciate the call from Jacksonville, Florida. And we'll see you down there in August. We got Bill in Maryland, Phil and Elizabeth, Martin in Uniontown. We're due for a break. We'll get you guys on next right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show on a Saturday in Pittsburgh, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We continue here until 1 o'clock at 412-928-9370. A reminder to you, coming up tonight, KDK TV at 7 o'clock. Rich Walsh and I will have a Oakmont special. We call it the Championship at Oakmont, and it's coming up tonight at 7. We talked to David Moore, who's an Oakmont historian, about all the great stories that are associated with the previous 9 championships and some of the things we'll be looking for this year. Also, the grounds crew and all the work they do and what makes them tick. How do they get this course ready? We'll get into that. Plus, we'll analyze the field of golfers, and there are a lot of guys who would expect. Plus, the stories are great with the U.S. Open. You know, you get this opportunity to see people who have an opportunity to actually try for it. And this year, they had 10,052 entries. Now, again, it's open. Open for everyone, as long as your handicap does not exceed 0.4. And through the handicap, we had Matt Vogt out of Seneca Valley High School. Now he's a dentist in Indianapolis. Went through the grueling 5 stages of this qualifying journey, and he emerged as someone who's going to be in that field. And he will meet with the media on Monday, and I'm anxious to see him. We had him on the radio show on Pomp and Joe this week, and he was great. He's so appreciative. He used to be a caddy at Oakmont. These are kind of some of the stories you get. We also have a 17-year-old kid from Georgia. He's in high school. He's a junior. He qualified as well. Those kinds of stories, I don't expect them to even make the cut, but still, they're fascinating stories to me. And it's all part of having the U.S. Open here at Oakmont. Want to hear your winner? Give me a winner. Give me a score. I'm going +2 as my winning score. If it rains a lot, though, that can change, because then the course becomes a little bit more attackable, but it's still tough. But +2 is what I'm going with right now. Back to the lines we go. Phil and Elizabeth, thank you for being patient. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about that 5-alarm marathon for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Furuponi, if you are listening, when I was a fireman in the city of Cloton, I was the best hydrant man ever. And when we had a fireman's banquet in 2017, Andrew, I got 2 plaques for a Fireman of the Year award. 2 plaques.
Great for you, Phil. That's wonderful.
Yes. And also, I was trying to say, in fire school, I had to climb up a 100-foot ladder, just like Harry Collis did. And don't look down. Don't look down. I was trying to say that I missed my fireman days, but I was the best hydrant man ever. I had to go through 6 months of training, and I was on a lot of house fires, a lot.
Well, Phil, I can tell you on behalf of those people, and thank you for the call, and congrats on your volunteering. And this is what it is. It's volunteering. People who want to be there, make a difference in their community, which is why the fan has put on this 5-alarm marathon over the last couple of years. It's been met with great success, and there are a lot of generous people out there. I think the totals this year were the goal was like 100,000. I hope it's close to that, but I know that a lot of the hosts here did a very good job trying to get people involved. We had some great corporate sponsors, so that's something that will be an annual basis. And again, it's a salute to people who spend their time trying to save lives. You know, they run to the fire. We're all running away from the fire, and man, you got to give it up for people like that. 412-928-9370. I want to go to line 2, Rick in Brighton Heights. Rick joins us right now on the fan. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Pomp. What's up, man?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you. Good. Hey, I just wanted to ask how does Oakmont or the USGA how do they justify a 300-yard par 3? I understand the course is tough, but that just seems a little outrageous to me. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Well, I mean, for most amateur golfers, you know, it is outrageous when you talk about 300 yards. And it is, I think, the longest in the history of the U.S. Open here at Oakmont, which, by the way, this year, it's 73-72 is the distance, and it will play par 70. Longest par 3s in U.S. Open history, though, if you look at that category, you will find that in 07, they had it at 300 exactly. That's when Angel Cabrera won it here. Sure. 300. They also had, in 2016, the longest, which was 299 when Dustin Johnson one here. But you may not know that those are the 2 times. The rest of these things, you go to the LA Country Club, they have, 259, 290, 297, 295. I was looking at their par 3. This is not unusual for guys who normally will hit hybrids into that, or an iron even. Some guys will hit an iron. I don't agree with it necessarily, but I think it's part of the, part of the challenge.
What did you play it at?
Well, I didn't go back there, I can tell you that. We played it at 201. and I hit a four hybrid into it, which is what my
and?
And I put it in the left sand, got out and two putted. So
my
I mean,
good.
A bogey is a bogey. I'll take bogeys there as long as they don't escalate to triples. That's the problem.
What'd you shoot, Paul? What'd you shoot there?
I played it twice. Excuse me, this year before it, 99 and then 84.
Beautiful.
The 84 was right. Totally, I never got into any trouble. Also, they have ditches out there, you know?
Yeah.
So it is a hazard waiting to be waiting to be avoided if you can, but it's hard to do it. Thanks,
Rick. I saw you throwing the balls in the rough, and I was just like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going to do that again tomorrow, actually, so I get see where it is, because I know that they've had some issues with the rough being so thick because of all the rain. So I think they're trying to make that a little less without sacrificing the inches involved. So what's your winning score? I say plus two.
I would love to see plus five, but I think it's going to be like plus three or something. If you see anybody under par, I think it'll be an anomaly.
I think you're right. Rick, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hopefully
you
get a chance to play it one of these days, too. Let's go to Bill in Maryland. Joins us on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hello, Bill. How are you? Bill?
Is this the Bill you're talking to?
Yes. Bill in Maryland? Is that where you are?
Maryland.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Maryland.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Bob, I was listening to you. I was talking about the Steelers and the quarterback situation. And I honestly feel that the biggest thing that could happen for the Steelers, that they would be a tough football team and be able to go in the playoffs and win a couple games, if last 3 years first-round draft choices start to produce, because it would make them tough on the offensive line, tough on the defensive line. If they can get a pass rush up the middle of the defensive line with Cam and the new guy, our outside's loaded with pass rushers, and I just think we'd be a different football team. If we could run the ball, that kid we got from Iowa does all right, but we need the offensive line to really come along.
No question about
it. What do you think of that?
Well, and that's why they drafted him. And look at what they did on their offensive line over the last few years. Got a number one pick in Broderick Jones. Got a number one pick in Troy Fautanu. Got a number two pick in Zach Frazier. Got a number four pick in Mason McCormick. They brought in Isaiah Seumalo. They have worked on that offensive line. It needs to come together and gel for not only the run game, but for the protection of Aaron Rodgers. If that happens, I don't see why they can't be successful offensively. Now, they're in a tough division, as you know, Bill. I think Baltimore is going to be the team that most people expect to come out of it. But Cincinnati, with their offense, but their defense is just so bad, and they don't have enough playmakers on defense for me. So we'll see. It's always a fascinating season. Those games internally will make a big difference in who survives. Thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate it. I got one more before we go to break, and I'm going to move out
to... Have a good day, Bob.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you. Martin in Uniontown. Go ahead, Martin. How are you?
I'm fine, Bob. Hey, Bob, I like what Omar Khan's doing because I like what O'Ryan Clark said when he said they should chuck the season. I think the Steelers should try to win. That's why they...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.